Abigail, and today I almost set the house on fire. If you'd like to know how I almost set the house on fire, I am in the middle of explaining that, so stop being so hot as top of my head. Sorry. People have been asking me, like, how did the house fire? How did the house fire? It's really annoying. It's on my nerves. I got my nerves. Not a pretty scene. Well, I can't see because it's just voice. But if you could see, I got my nerves and I'm pretty scene. So, today, my mom asked me to vacuum my room. She went, Sammy, I'm vacuuming your room. Actually, that's a very good imitation for not. And so I had to go back to my room. Blech. And my carpet has like little strings on it that are extremely flammable. Flammable means that they can catch on fire easily. If you haven't noticed, well, figured out, because you can't notice anything really because there's no, can't see me, no one hear me, so yeah. So if you haven't figured out that but my house catches on fire a whole heck of a lot. And so I took the vacuum cleaner and I started vacuuming the carpet. Yay, vacuuming the carpet. Not the little string things are caught in the vacuum cleaner, and inside the vacuum cleaner is really, really hot, and then they caught on fire, and then my vacuum cleaner started steaming up, and then the top popped off, and then it was bursting in flames, and the fire alarm went off. My mom came in, she's like, didn't you see that steaming? I'm just like, no, I didn't see it smoking. And she's like, well, you should have, because you could have set the house on fire. I was like, well, you set the house on fire yesterday, a couple days ago. She's like, I don't even care, you could have set the house on fire. I was like, great. And then she's like, don't you see you could have set the house on fire? I was like, I can't wait until it breaks off, because I want to go back to school now, because I'm having just as luck at home. I'm not learning anything, so I'm back to school. And that wasn't a very nice experience, so. And then my mom asked me to go put the letters in the mailbox. Yeah, nothing went wrong with that. At least I hope. Because I did a very good job putting the letters in the mailbox, because that was a very difficult job, having to walk down the street and put the letters in the mailbox. Oh, that's horrible. That's actually not the street, it's the driveway. But anyways, I did a very good job. Yes, Mom?
Down right now. Downstairs.
Why?
Come on.
Why?
No. Don't
Why?
Mom.
Why? Okay, guys, I have to go.
Do you know how important those letters were?
Yes, Mom. I know how important those letters
were. Guess what? It's more important.
I know. That's what I just said.
They're all over the street now.
No, they're not.
I repent. I'm over the street. Hey. Now, I don't care about your story.
I wasn't telling any stories, Mom. Okay, guys, I think I have to go. Yeah, I think I have to go. Yeah, have to go. And,
I think I left the door on the mailbox open. The little flappy thing. Little flappy.
Okay, if you wonder what that was my mom again.